1086.
Request of Stuart Emmons to address council regarding Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
And 1087. I think they're a team.
Sure. 1087. Request of Brian Libby to address council regarding Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we'll do a combined 6 minutes if that's okay.
That's fine.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name's Stuart Emmons, and I'm here representing the Friends of Memorial Coliseum. Brian Libby, my co-chair, and Marilyn Clint of the Portland Rose Festival, Ron Carr, our veterans representative, and I represent a broad-based group of citizens that include architects, veterans, design community members, preservationists, and other community members. Some of you know me as an architect for affordable housing and involved in schools. So why do I care about Memorial Coliseum? Why should anyone care about Memorial Coliseum? I have five good reasons. One is culture. The Coliseum is one of those unique buildings that define our city's culture and is important to our history. Veterans. The whole building is a veterans memorial. The Coliseum restored will be one of the most visible and impressive memorials to our veterans in the nation. Community. We need a 6,000 to 10,000 square foot venue and will continue to need one, and even more so as our population increases, out of the rain. There are about 100 events annually at the Coliseum already. For instance, Cirque du Soleil's sold-out two-week run at the Coliseum in May would not have come to the city if not for the Coliseum. As our city grows, the demand will surely rise. The estimated cost for varying levels of Coliseum restoration are far less than what a new arena would cost. Economy. It is really important to our city's economy. Restoring the Coliseum will have an economic impact, quote, worth multiple times the cost of renovation per the Portland Business Alliance. And values. We're a sustainability capital. We favor reuse over demolition. Last week, the council approved $195 million for the Portland building, an enormous sum, and still no movement on the Coliseum. The Coliseum should not be passed over in favor of the Portland building. Funds that should have been used for preventative maintenance and upgrades to Memorial Coliseum have been diverted for two decades to pay off two debts at Providence Park. Why doesn't Providence Park pay for itself? We will need a venue like this more and more as we grow. And then a word on growth. Our city is growing really quickly. We need to focus on building density in close-in districts that are well served by mass transit. The area from the Convention Center to the PPS Blanchard site, including the Rose Quarter, is one of the best districts for future density. The Coliseum can be the leverage point, the centerpiece of a transformed Rose Quarter district, a vibrant and high-density neighborhood that includes offices, retail, hotels, and affordable housing. We can restore the Coliseum for far less than the Portland building and have far more economic impact. It is time to restore Veterans Memorial Coliseum. And now we'd like to put our video up, if you will. Thank you.
Portland in 1960 was a much smaller town than it is now. The whole community got together to build this exposition center that ended up being dedicated to the veterans. The building was designed by Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill. 1960 was during the heyday of Skidmore's work. Kennedy became president, the space race started. There was just this love for the future and an appreciation for what was to come. This building embodied that. It was about the future.
It's the equivalent of about 2.5 city blocks in size, but the entire building is standing on just 4 columns, which still just kind of blows my mind, honestly. We got involved trying to save the Coliseum because of the great architecture and because it can still be a great building, but it's just an amazing repository of Portland's cultural history.
The Blazers winning was just a monumental thing for Portland, and it happened in this building.
The Portland Trail Blazers, at about 2 minutes and 18 seconds past the hour of 2 o'clock, have won the World Championship.
The building doesn't have luxury boxes. It doesn't have different levels. Everybody comes out onto the concourse. It's not just a building. It's not just a work of art, which it really is as well. It goes back to our core values about who we are as a community, as a city. And we become even more excited about keeping this building because of what it can be in the future.
We still need as much help as we can get. Nothing has been decided yet, and the city could still decide to tear this building down. We don't really feel like the Coliseum will be completely saved until it's restored, and that's been the difficult part. Mayor Hales and the City Council are still looking at the possibility of tearing this building down. We really want to hear from people, whether it's military veterans or just ordinary citizens. We really need people's help to let us send a message to City Council that we're not going to let this building be torn down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Can I ask you guys two questions?
Yes. Sure.
Where did you find the archival photographs, these wonderful new pictures of the Memorial Coliseum?
Commissioner, I spent several hours in the City of Portland archives, and that's actually where they came from. There was a treasure trove of information there. I had great fun looking through all the historic images and even deliberations about what to call the building. For example, it was almost officially named the Glass Palace, and so that's where a lot of this came from.
And I chime in, too, that we also found historic pictures from probably the top modern photographer, architectural photographer in the world, Julius Shulman, down at the Getty. And just last spring, I found a trove of absolutely fabulous pictures done by a Pacific Northwest photographer, Art Hubie, in the basement of the UW Special Collections Library. And these photographs, the Shulman and the Hoopy pictures, really prove that we have a real gem on our hands here. And it's hard to see right the way it is in that state.
The other thing I just want to note from your video is that right now, when you're looking east at Memorial Coliseum, yeah, it's obscured,
yes,
by some trees that have matured over time. And now this is a city that prides itself on protecting trees, but it does completely alter the relationship to the building. And you have the photograph where it was actually fully exposed to the west.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think this is the only time in my life where I've ever wanted to see trees cut down. I'd love to see us engage in some kind of an initiative where we plant 100 trees for every Coliseum tree that we cut down, but this is a glass box that is all about the transparency, and so those trees, like you say, should come down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you.